你好吗
？Hello, everyone.
En español, Michael, go on.
西班牙文我就不会了，不好意思。
It's good to see you. Thank you, family.
很开心能够看到大家，谢谢你们欢迎我们。
To invite us here to share the what God is doing in Tijuana.
我今天来分享神正在我们的教会 Tijuana 那里做什么事情。
First, I want to say thanks to the Lord for your, how you say, like, your love.
首先我要来感谢主给予我们他的爱，还给予我们你从你们来的爱。
I want to say thank you for each one of you and, of course, Pastora Cathy Fonda for your faithfulness to build what God is doing there.
我要感谢真道灵粮堂的每一位弟兄姐妹，特别是钟姐还有达哥，对于我们的教会的所有的奉献。
So we wait for you guys and we tacos anytime.
所以呢，我们会在台湾呢等着你们 ，taco 都预备好等着你们。
Okay, we have almost in May we're gonna have 12 years starting with Kappa.
在明年五月，我们的教会就已经成立了12年了。
Pastora.Asked me to share some testimonies.
牧师呢，请我来分享几个见证。
And later, I want to share some good testimonies for you.
等一下，我就会来分享一些精彩的见证，让大家听一听。
Do you want to help me pray?
我们一起来祷告。
Yeah. Close your eyes.
大家可以闭上眼。
Thank you, Jesus, for this afternoon.
主啊，我们为着今天下午来向你献上感谢。
Holy Spirit，
圣灵啊
，Thank you for your word，
谢谢你的话语。
Bless each one of the hearts here，
求你来祝福我们这边每一位弟兄姐妹。
We can feel your kingdom in this place，
我们在这里能够感受到你的国。
In each one of the hearts of my brothers and sisters，
那就在我们所有每一位弟兄姐妹的心中。
And we give you this time for you to。To move, Holy Spirit.
我们把接下来的时间献上给你，圣灵。
In nombre de Jesús, Amen.
在奉耶稣基督的名 ，Amen.
Hey, look at you, eh? You're improving, brother. I wanna start last time when I shared last year. I don't know if you remember. I shared about Jesus is gonna come, and He's gonna call all the churches, all the nations.
去年我来的时候，我分享了，不知道大家记不记得，就是讲到耶稣的到来，耶稣会来到每一个教会。
This week, just this week, God is teaching me this.
光是在这个礼拜，这一周，神又再次教导了我这件事情。
You know, we hear about Jesus and we know Jesus is the best man ever walking this earth, right?
我们常听到耶稣的名字，我们知道耶稣是有史以来最伟大的人物，对吧
？Why?
为什么呢
？Because he had too much love.
因为他实在是太多的爱了
，compassion that is out of any understanding，
完全无法想象的怜悯
，mercy，
所有的恩惠
，amen，
对不对
？For us, it's like, oh yeah, that's Jesus. But sorry.
对我们来说，对嘛，这就是耶稣啊。
But if you understand, or we try to go deep with that，
但是呢，我们要来更深入的去了解
God or Jesus only show the mercy part when He walked in this earth.
神在走在这个地上的时候，他才显明出他的怜悯
，love，
他的爱
，for the poor，
对于贫穷的爱
，for the lost，
对于失丧的人的爱。
And I always say this in the training in Mexico。
那我在墨西哥的培训当中，我常常这么说
：I'm one of the lost。
我就是其中一位失丧的。
He find me totally lost。
是他寻找了我。
Why he care about me？
为什么他那么在乎我
？Who I am in front of God for him to。Just, you know, care about me.
我算什么东西？为什么神可以如此的在乎我
？If he's perfect, he's good. Why he wanna stop and just share a word with me? Why?
他如果如此的完美，为什么他愿意为我停下脚步
？I know you have that encounter with Jesus one day.
我希望每一个人都可以有一天能够这样子遇见神。
And you cannot comprehend why he wanna go after your heart.
因为你当时也是一定是不会能够去理解为什么神愿意来对着你的心说话。
And I think in the Bible we can find in Jesus in the cross the biggest story of love, right?
那我相信在圣经中，耶稣上十字架这个故事就是最伟大的爱了。
Because that's one part that Jesus wants to share to us.
因为这就是耶稣他要对我们表现爱的一部分而已。
Mercy
就是怜悯
，Love
爱
，Compassion
还有恩惠
，Faithfulness
信实。
Is no borders.
这是无国界的。
Is no languages.
没有语言的分别。
Is no poor or rich.
没有贫穷，没有富足。
Is no. He's not looking for perfection.
他在寻找的不是完美的人。
He come here to fix us.
他来到这里是要来修复我们。
He come here to fix our relationship with God.
他来就是为了修复我们与神的关系。
And you know how he do that?
那他要怎么做呢？
With love and mercy.
就是用爱和恩惠。
And you know what the people do for him?
那你知道人又为了他做什么呢？
They just put it in a cross.
他们把他钉上十字架。
Why? Because he loved too much.
为什么呢？因为就只是因为他爱我们太多。
Too much compassion for everybody.
对我们太多的怜悯。
Too much.
太多了。
They cannot handle that much love.
他们没有办法去承受那么多的爱。
You want to help me with a Bible verse?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to set up that part first, right? We know that part of Jesus, the lovely and merciful Jesus.
我们知道这一位的耶稣就是充满爱、充满怜悯的耶稣。我们一起来看一下经文。来，我们一起来念《使徒行传》9章4到7节。来，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。起来，进城去，你所当做的事，必有人告诉你。”同行的人站在那里，说不出话来，听见声音，却看不见人。
So when we hear about Saulo,
所以当我们听见扫罗的故事时
we see how he's before this in this chapter, he's over his horse, right?
在这一章之前呢，在这一段之前，他在骑他的马。
He's a soldier.
他是一位军人。
He's general.
他是一个军中的上司。
He's angry.
他很愤怒。
He's persecuting all the Christians.
他不断地逼迫基督徒。
And he's going with his horse to persecute in Damascus the Christians.
他骑着他的马要去大马士，要去继续地逼迫基督徒。
In my mind, I imagine I'm going to put you a video of a strong horse.
在我的脑海里，我想象一个很壮的一匹马，这样子奔跑着。
So you can imagine how Saul is going over the horse.
所以你也可以想象扫罗骑着那匹马的样子。
You know, with that commission.
有这样子的一个使命。
Saul, I think, is someone with too much passion.
扫罗呢，他
really compromising what he feel, conviction.
扫罗呢，他是太有热情的一个人，只是对于错误的事情有热情。
And when he is doing what his heart feel have to do is persecute the Christians.
那当他在做他的心中告诉他必须去做的事，也就是去逼迫基督徒的时候
，He's totally proud over that horse.
他骑着那匹马非常的骄傲。
He have the letters and the permit to kill anybody he want.
他身上有那个圣旨，等于是圣旨，他想要杀谁就可以杀谁。
He have the fire to do justice.
他的心中有那把火要去主持公义。
And just when he's doing what he think he have to do.
他当他在做他觉得他应该做的事情的时候。
He find out another face of Jesus.
他就认识到了耶稣的另一面。
He see the other part of Jesus that we're gonna see when he come back for a second time.
那这个耶稣的面呢，也就是耶稣再一次到来的时候，我们也会见到的那一面。
This is the point.
那我的重点是
，The first time God come with mercy and salvation for everybody.
第一次神来的时候是带着怜悯还有救赎。
The second coming of Jesus is coming with fire and justice.
第二次来的时候就是带着火还有审判。
And all nation, if you don't go in your knees and praise me, you will, Jesus say, oh, I'm here. Sorry.
那所有的列国，如果你不屈膝敬拜我，那
So Saul is doing what he thinks he have to do, right?
扫罗正在做他觉得他必须做的事，对吧？
And he's going with his horse.
骑着他的马
，angry，
很愤怒的骑马。
And he know that these people, martyrs, they're willing to God, sorry, die for his Jesus.
那他们知道，他知道他要去面对的这些人是愿意为着他们的耶稣而死。
And when they kill them, these people they just praising the Lord. They're not fighting.
那当他去杀他们的时候，这些人也不会反抗，就是继续的来祷告。
They just have smile and hope because they know they're gonna encounter their Jesus, right?
搞不好脸上还带着微笑，因为他们知道说他们要去见主面。
But for Saul, who always liked to fight,
但是扫罗呢，他天生就是爱打仗。
He's going doing his job.
他要去执行他的任务。
And Jesus show out to him.
耶稣就显现了。
With fire in the eyes.
眼中带着火。
He's running.
正在骑马着。
And Jesus do this to his horse.
耶稣就等于是赏了那匹马一个巴掌。
And Saul go to the ground.
扫罗就整个倒在地上。
He eat the ground.
整个在叠个狗吃
屎。He's going in the horse, you know, proud in the top.
原本是骑在马上，多么的骄傲！
And I imagine Jesus just do this to his horse. Pass.
耶稣直接把马扑倒在地。
The Bible say he's gonna see the fire in the eyes of Jesus.
圣经里说，他看见了耶稣眼中的火。
And the second coming, he will come in a horse.
在第二次来的时候，他也是会骑着一匹马。
Not in a donkey anymore.
不是在骑着驴子喽。
Jesus is coming to do a justice, make a justice in this world.
耶稣来的就是要来施行公义。
And you know who is the first one who encountered that? Saul.
那谁是先遇到这个公义呢？就是扫罗。
It's like he's running the horses, and Jesus just in the middle of the road and pass.
扫罗骑着马，很骄傲。耶稣站在路中间，直接让他扑倒在地。
And Jesus just go and tell him, "Amen. Don't do that."
耶稣直接来到他的面前说：“老兄，别再这么做了。”
You can read that, no? It's in Espanol. No es duro que te estés dando contra el aguijón, right?
Yeah,
I don't know that Bible verse in English. Sorry.
耶稣就告诉他说，不要再这么做了。
She says, "Say, no, it's not there. Well, the next verse. Jesus tell him, it's not good for you that you fight with me.
下一节，耶稣就对
contra el aguijón, you're fighting with something, man. You cannot do it, Saul."
下一节，耶稣就对扫罗说：“你这样子对抗我是对你非常不利的事情，非常不好的事情，别再这么做了。”
So what I try to tell you today, tell you.
所以我今天想要告诉大家的是
，is that we have to do.
我们必须做。
We have to do our mission.
我们必须。
In the good way, or Jesus will come and give you, pah, do what I call you to do.
我们必须用。我们必须完成神给我们的任务，不然耶稣也是会显现在我们面前。
You're not gonna be my persecutor.
你不必当我的逼迫者。
Now you're gonna be my preacher.
你来当我的传道者。
You're not gonna go after my people.
你别再来逼迫我的人民了。
Now you're gonna go and convert my people.
接下来你就必须出去传福音。
I think you guys don't get it, no? Why?
我相信大家。
Let me explain again.
大家可能如果不太懂，我再来解释一下。
If God have a plan for your life,
神对于你的生命有一个美好的计划。
If God BLCC give you a mission, ambition, global,
神如果给了你一个跨国的一个使命
一个任务。You guys have to work hard to do that.
你就必须努力去完成这项任务。
I'm here to try to encourage you to continue doing that vision.
我来就是来鼓励你们继续的去完成这个使命。
I think you're doing great.
我觉得你们已经做得非常棒了。
Jesus is gonna come in fire. He's gonna see everything, the fruit that you do.
耶稣带着火来的时候，会看见你们所有已经完成的事。
Or maybe someone is not doing what he's supposed to do.
或者有些人没有在做他们应该做的事。
And he will say, "What happened with this?"
耶稣就说，哎，发生了什么事
？Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In the church, this week, we had to go with the homeless. We go with the homeless.
这一周呢，我们在教会有去照顾游民。
And I'm so tired.
我好累。
Super tired.
超级累。
I really don't want to go.
真的很不想去。
My body, I'm really like tiring, you know.
我的身体真的是没有办法。
But I mean, if if I don't go, we don't gonna feed the homeless. So I'm like, okay, let's go.
但是我知道，要是我们不去，那些游民可能就没饭吃。所以好了好了，我去。
The two sisters who cook, I tell them, you know what? I'm really tired, but let's go. Bring the food.
我们有一些煮饭的姐妹，我告诉她们说，我真的很累，可是没关系，我们去吧。
And when we're there, we're carrying the cazuelas, putting, you know, the tables and smiling to the people.
我们去的时候，我们就带着桌子，带着椅子，那就是也带着微笑去面对游民。
But I don't feel like, you know, touched by the Spirit, and I don't have nothing. I'm just tired.
但是我真的没有感觉，没有被圣灵触摸，我就是累，我就是累。
I disobeyed that day, right?
那天我就真的很悖逆。
And later they started lining up, all of them.
接下来呢，游民就开始排队。
Like in 2 minutes, 50 people is lined up.
只有两分钟的时间，可能已经有五十个人排队了。
And I'm like, God, give me a word for them. I just start preaching something.
我说神啊，请你给我一段话吧，让我可以来跟他们来传道。
And just in the moment, just like
就在那一刻
，when I start open my mouth，
当我张开嘴巴的时候
，God just tell me，
神就告诉我
，It's not about you，
说不是关乎于你
，It's about me，
是关乎于我。
And all these people, they just start crying。
那排队的所有的人都开始哭
了。They just hear my message and they just start crying and crying and crying。
他们听到我所说的话就开始哭了。
And you see, grow up adults, you know, 50 years old, 60 years old, just crying。
有的老先生老太太可能五十几岁就开始哭了。
And I'm telling you, I'm there like I really don't want to be there. I don't even want to. I want to rest.
我心里想说，我真的很不想在这，我真的很想回家休息。
I don't prepare no message, nothing. I just share something, and everybody just start crying. And
我也没有预备任何的讲道，可是当我一张开嘴，莫名其妙大家就开始哭了，因为他们触摸被圣灵触摸到了。
And God just tell me when He's giving me the words, God just telling me I just need that you say yes.
神到时候在告诉我话语的时候，他就跟我轻轻的说：“我只需要你说好，我只需要你同意，接下来剩下的就是我来做。”
That's what happened with Paul.
保罗也是这么回事。
It's not really that God needs Saulo to do his job, right?
神并不需要扫罗来替他做任何事情。
He can use anybody.
他可以使用任何人。
But he's waiting for people who is willing to do it.
但是他正在等待那些愿意的人。
You can be tired.
你可以累。
You can be old.
你可以老。
You can be poor.
你可以是贫穷的。
You can be rich.
你也可以是富足的。
You can be smart.
你可以是聪明的。
Or you can be like Peter.
或者你可以像彼得。
If you're willing, God will use you.
只要你是愿意的，神就可以来使用你。
Amen.
Amen.
I want to encourage you with that.
我要用这段故事来鼓励大家。
Like 1 month ago, we get to the Relay District again, and when we get there, it's an old man.
当我们去到那里那天的时候，在游民当中有一位老先生。
In the sidewalk, dead.
在路旁，其实他已经过世了。
And again, is we're only like 3 people, so we kind of VC serving the food.
那天我们的同工只有三个人，所以呢，我们就是在忙，在做食物，在发食物。
But still, they go check the you know the life signs of.Pulse.
可是呢，当然我还是得去看一下，就是这位倒在路旁的老先生的生命迹象。
And they try to make him come back.
想拍拍他，起来，起来，起来，看能不能把他叫醒、唤醒。
So I repeat, when we arrive, he's already dead.
可是呢，我们到达的时候，他其实真的是已经过世了。
What you will do?
那我们能怎么办呢？
We have a lot of food, and
我们这么多食物，这么多人排队，这个人已经死了，那我们能怎么做
？Pretty much everybody said, "Yeah, just feed the homeless."
大家都说没办法，我们就是把食物给游民，这个人没办法了。
Just call the police. We call the police.
打给警察。
Later they come during the phone. They're saying like check how to say the pulse and.
那在电话上，警察就告诉我们怎么去检查他的脉搏，怎么去看生命迹象。
It's nothing you can do. He's dead.
真的没有办法能做任何事，因为他已经死了。
Even before we get there, I repeat, he's already dead. So
是我们到达之前他就已经死了。
Police take like 20 something minutes to come to the place.
警察大概花了二十几分钟的时间来到那边。
And I'm serving the food.
那我当时在发食物。
And this specific old man, he's a gentleman.
那里有一位老人，他是一个很亲切的。
He's in the streets, but he's always so respectable. Oh, honorable, gracias. Yeah, the guy who died.
就过世的那位，他其实是常常都在路上，可是他是非常亲切的一位，都会跟每一个人打招呼。
He's like, he have education.
他是有受过教育的。
You can tell. He's always a gentleman.
是看得出来的，他是非常亲切的一位老先生。
But when I'm serving the food, the only prayer I can do is, God, I hope this guy has the opportunity for
I repent.
但我在发食物的时候，我唯一心中能想的就是神啊，我希望这位老先生他是有来到你面前悔改过。
That's it.
就只有这样而已。
Don't think I do a fasting and we overlay hands or nothing.
我们没有做任何其他事，我们没有集体的来进食，没有来为他按手，没有做任何事情。
Twenty something minutes dead already.
他已经死了二十几分钟了。
And when the police come.
当警察来的时候。
They just open they get out of the cars.
他们就出了车子。
The guy just,
那个人就突然坐了起来。
Like that. And we still serving the food. It's right there. You know, it's happening there.
那个人就直接在我们面前坐了起来。
And we're like, what just happened? And everybody,
我想说现在发生什么事，现在是什么
状况。Everybody in the street, they get scared. Ah, what
happened? 路上的人都吓了半死。
And I will tell you all, Pastor, I go and pray, lay over him, and I resurrect in the name of Jesus. No.
那人家说，哎，你牧师，你是不是大力的在祷告，就按手在他身上，大力的向神祷告？其实都没有。
I'm just serving the food.
我只是在发食物。
God, please bless this man.
说神啊，这个你来处理吧。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because it's not about me.
因为不关乎于我。
I don't have no power.
我没有任何的能力。
You just have to show up there.And just let God do whatever He wants to do.
你只必须到场，接下来的就给神来做。
And I want to close with this.
那我用这段来结尾。
I want to encourage you to continue doing what you're doing.
我要鼓励你们所有的弟兄姐妹继续做你们在做的事。
You don't have to feel spectacular every day.
你不用每天都感觉非常非常的良好。
You don't have to have everything set up.
不必一定要什么事情都预备好。
Just be faithful and show off in the mission that God called you.
只要信实，而且神呼召你去到哪里，你就到场就好了。
Jesus will encounter you.
你到了就好，耶稣就会在那里遇见你。
Just the way that He encountered Saul.
就像神当时遇见扫罗的那个时候。
And make the best evangelista in the New Testament. The best preacher in the New Testament.
当时耶稣碰到了扫罗，就制造出了新约中最厉害的一位传道者。
He can take anybody.
因为其实他可以拣选任何人。
He can take the persecutor.
他甚至可以把一个逼迫基督徒的人
，and make it in the biggest evangelista in the New Testament.
把他转换成为新约中最伟大的一位传道者。
He only loved Jewish people in that time.
那个时候呢，他只爱犹太人。
And because of Paul, we are saved. He understands the grace of God.
但是因为保罗的关系呢，我们也可以得到救赎。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to share that, and I want to say thank you to you. I want to encourage you to do what you're doing, BLCC, Pastor Akati. Continue with that vision, pouring.
所以我要再次的感谢大家，感谢宗姐，感谢达哥，感谢大家在场的所有弟兄姐妹为我们教会所有的付出。
Everything you invest in the kingdom,
所有你们在神的国度中所做的投资
，gonna have fruit,
都是会结出果子。
Everything,
每一个每一项。
Everything. And the king is coming,
王也再次要回来了。
And he's gonna come with fire in the eyes.
他也会带着眼中的火再次的到来，骑着他的马
，taking back what belonged to God.
要再次夺回属于神的一切。
That means us and his vision mission. Amen.
那就是我们在他的意象中所成就的一个角色。
爱你，爱你。Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, gracias.
Hello. Hi, everyone.
大家好。
Well, Pastor Rick say everything.
Ricardo 牧师已经都讲完了啦。
I want to share something with you.
我要跟大家分享一个故事。
Where there is the presence of God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, great things happen.
哪里有神还有圣灵的同在，那里就会有伟大的事情发生。
Amen.And Pastor Rick has explained very well.
Rick 牧师真的是讲得非常好。
It's not about us.
不是关乎于我们。
It's about him.
是关乎于他。
And I know if you can read that Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, 2.
我们来看一下创世纪的经文。 我们一起来念创世纪一章一到二节，起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。
You can see in the beginning,
我们可以看到在起初
God is there,
神就在了。
The air is empty, there's not nothing,
世界上任何东西都没有，是空的。
And the Holy Spirit is there too.
但是圣灵也在。
And something happened.
那有件事情发生了。
The creation.
就是世界被创造出来了。
And where my family and I, we are working in Ensenada.
我跟我的家庭，我们住在 Ensenada.
Many, many people.
很多很多人。
It's like that. Empty, darkness, and formless.
都是像这样子，就是空虚的，是空的，没有任何形态的。
And when we're there, many things happen.
但是当我们在那里，我们看见了很多事情，很多伟大的事情发生。
In January 2024,
在2024年1月，
we become part of BLCC.
我们成为了真道灵粮堂的一份子。
And the visit of Pastor Kathy, Pastor Fonda,
那当时钟姐还有达哥的到来
，My brother Hammer and his wife，
还有 Hammer 哥和他的太太。
Oh, that day, my brothers, that day, I don't see. You can project the pictures. You have. Yeah,
这是那天的照片。
That day, miracles start happening.
那天神迹奇事就开始发生了。
Pastor Akati pray for us and for that land and that people.
Kathy 牧师当天就为我们还有我们那块地来祷告。
And miracles happen.
神迹奇事就开始发生了。
We serve between 85 and 120 homeless people daily.
我们每天都服侍85到120名游民。
And God has transformed the lives of 25 homeless people.
神已经在当中救赎了25名的游民。
Now they are working. Now they are working.
他们现在有了工作。
They have a house.
他们有家。
One of them they married.
有一个还结了婚。
Yeah. And that's because God's presence is in that part.
那是因为神的同在就在那里。
And you know that, like the pastor Kathy say this morning.
就像钟姐今天早上说的
，We want to buy everything for the tamales.
我们想要就是为着我们今天要做的玉米粽买下一切 的材料。
And I never asked for the homeless people. My church in Ensenada, I not ask for any money, nothing, because I know they don't have it.
我也没有向我的教会的弟兄姐妹们去要任何的奉献关于这一次的宣教义嘛，因为我知道他们并没有什么钱。
But I'm share with them. We need to make tamales for bring to Chino.
但我跟他们分享说，我们要做玉米粽，要带到美国的 Chino.
And everyone say we want to pay for.
大家都说我们要来承担这个费用。
And they pay for.
他们就付了这个钱。
You know, God is in there.
神就在那里。
And great things happen.
伟大的事情就会发生。
And I want to share a little testimony on this guy, Mario.
我要来分享一个小见证，就是关于一位叫 Mario 的弟兄。
He was my friend. He passed away.
他是我的朋友，但是他已经过世了。他几周前过世的。
He passed away a few weeks ago.
几周前，几个礼拜前过世了。
He was one of the best architects in Ensenada.
他是在 Ensenada 非常厉害的一位建筑师。
But he lost his family in a car accident.
但是他在一场车祸中失去了他的家庭。
He survived. He survived.
他存活了下来。
But he carried with guilty.
但是他心中带着很大的一个罪恶感。
And he started drinking alcohol.
他开始酗酒。
He ends in the streets.
他也跑到了路上，去到了路上。
And 5 years ago, when I know him,
5年前我认识他的时候,
he came to me.
他就来到, 来找我。
Pastor,
说牧师啊,
you can pray for me.
你可以为我祷告。
Because I want to die.
因为, 请你为我祷告, 因为我想死。
Pray to God that take my life.
求你来向神祷告, 把我的性命取走。
And I say, I can do that.
我就跟他说, 我没有办法这么做。
I want you, you know Jesus.
我想要你认识耶稣。
But I was with him in the final days.
但是呢，在他最终的日子，我是与他一起的。
And I remember his last words.
我记得他的他所说出的最后的话。
Thank you, Pastor, for not losing faith that one day I could give my life to Jesus.
牧师，谢谢你从没有失去信心，对于我有一天会把我的生命交给耶稣。
Now I can return home.
现在我就可以回家了。
Jesus transforms lives.
耶稣能转换生命。
He was a good man.
这位 Mario 是一位好人。
When the doctor tell me he died,
当医生告诉我说他过世的时候，
my heart broke.
我的心整个碎了。
But that encouraged me.
但是这也同时鼓励了我。
To love that people.
让我去给予别人更多的爱。
And like one month ago,
那一个月前呢，
I'm like Pastor Rick.
就像 Pastor Rick 一样，
I'm tired, I don't want to go anymore.
我真的好累，
It's a lot of people.
不想再去了啦，这么多人。
But IIn that time, I remember the sister Vicky, who is the cook, the birria.
那我当时呢，我就想起了Vicky 姐妹，也就是今天为我们煮 taco 炖肉 taco 的姐妹。
She shared with me her testimony.
她与我分享了她的见证。
Powerful testimony.
很厉害，很有力的一个见证。
And I remember her testimony. He said, "When you saw a cuckoo guy."Cuckoo, like crazy guy.
When you saw
that crazy guy.
当你他的见证呢，就是说，当你看见一位疯子，一位不太正经的人的时候
，Maybe he was your leader in your church.
也许呢，他就是你的教会中的一位领
导。Don't lose your faith.
不要失去你的信心。
And we go back to work.
我们就去了，我们就去做我们的工作。
And I want to go to Rosarito.
我也要来说 Rosarito.
We have a John chapter 1 verse 23.
我们来看一下约翰福音一章二十三节，请他说：“我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说，修直主的道路，正如先知以赛亚所说的。”
Rosarito has been like a desert for us.
Rosarito 对我们来说其实有点像个沙漠。
A harsh place where people don't want to hear about Jesus.
在那边很艰辛，因为在那边的人们不愿意听到关于耶稣的事情。
But God sent us to work with children and young people there.
但是神差派我们去到那边来服侍小孩，服侍那边的人。
And God showed me will be the voices crying out in the desert.
神就对让我看见了，在沙漠中有呼喊人的人的声音。
And where we are in Taiwan the last year?
去年呢，我们也去到了台湾。
Beautiful country.
非常美丽的一个国家。
Very good food.
食物也非常好吃。
I love it.
我超爱。
One brother.
有一位弟兄。
Maybe you have the picture there.
不知道有没有照片。
Another one.
再下一张。
That place, that brother.
这个。
I don't remember his name.
我不记得他的名字。
But he comes to me.
但是他来找我。
And he hugged me.
他抱了我。
And start praying for me.
就开始为我祷告。
And he God gave him a beautiful word to me.
神给了他一段很美的话要对我说。
And he say, that kids, that young people in Rosarito,
他说在 Rosarito 的那些小孩们,
They was the voice of the desert.
他们就是你听见的那在沙漠中呼喊的声音。
And many people come to Jesus.
很多人会归向耶稣。
You need to perseverance and faithfulness.
你必须坚持下去，必须的。
And then you see,
来继续相信神。
Then you see the fruit in the land.
你就会在那块地看见果实。
And he said, "Do not contaminate your heart."
就不要污染了你的心。
God wants you to have the heart He saw the day He called you.
神要你从自从他差派了你的那一天，你的心就属于他的了。
And that word I received it here in Chino for the first time.
那段话呢？我在这里 Chino 第一次听到这段话。
The same word.
也是同一段话。
And I know who tell me that word.
但是谁？
In that time.
当时是谁告诉了我这段话呢？
My brother,
就是
you tell me that.
这位弟兄彭医师
brother Peter, tell me. The brother Peter.
Peter.
Yeah, him.
Victor.
Victor. Victor, tell me that word for me.
就是彭医师当时第一次也是对我说了这一模一样的一段话。
And you know when you come like a team to Ensenada and Rosarito.
你们知道吗？当你们成为一个团队，一个团队来到我们的 Ensenada 或者我们的 Rosarito 的时候
，many things happens，
真的是非常多的神迹奇事就开始发生。
Because God come with you，
因为神与你们一起来到我们这里。
And I remember, the last thing comes to Ensenada and Rosarito。
那我记得最后一次的来到我们这边的那个团队呢
？Youngest team，
是一个很年轻的团队。
And they bring a guitar,
带了吉他
and singers,
会唱歌
and they start doing in Rosarito,
开始在那边敬拜
and now,
现在呢
my people, young people want to learn music.
现在呢，我在当地的弟兄姐妹们也很愿意，也很兴奋要来学习音乐
and we start the music class in Rosarito.
我们在 Rosarito 也开始了音乐班。
So every time a team from BLCC Chino comes to Ensenada and Rosarito, miracles happen.
所以每一次只要真道灵粮堂的团队来到 Ensenada 或者 Rosarito, 神迹奇事就开始发生。
The Holy Spirit brings revelation and people are set free.
圣灵会带来启示，人们就会得到释放。
We thank God for all your support.
我们为着你们所有的支持来向神献上感谢。
The invitation I extend is this. The invitation I extend to you.
我要给大家的一个邀约是
Do you want to be part of these great things?
你是否想要参与在这些伟大的事情的当中呢？
Come and see.
那你就来看看吧。
What God is doing.
来看看神在我们那里正在做什么事情。
Believe me.Great things are happening.
相信我，伟大的事情正在发生。
Not only in Ensenada or Rosarito.
不只是在 Ensenada 和 Rosarito 里。
Tijuana too.
Tijuana 也是。
Believe me.
相信我。
So, we want to sing a song.
所以呢，我们要来一起敬拜一首歌。
To say how great is the goodness of God.
来宣扬我们的神是多么的伟大。
So, you want to sing with us? You can do it.
大家想要一起唱吗
？Sure. So we stand up, please.
那我们请大家从位置上可以站立起来。
Because if you hear every word we share with you, Pastor Rick and I.
因为如果你今天听见我还有 Pastor Rick 跟你们分享的所有的话语
，Everything is about Jesus.
就会知道所有一切都关乎于耶稣
Not about us.
不是关乎于我们
So we need to praise God.
所以我们一起来赞美神